Morning, we're looking back at the events of May 10, the date in 1963 when the Rolling Stones recorded their first single. It was called Come On and was only a minor hit in the UK.
Come on, I can't get started, come on.
On May 10, 1994, Nelson Mandela was sworn in as the first black president of South Africa.
The time for the healing of the wounds has come.
May 10 birthday, Scottish singer-songwriter Donovan is 72. He had six big hits in the 60s in Australia, including this one. And here's something I didn't know. Donovan's daughter is married to Australian singer-songwriter Ben Lee. Big day for music birthdays. Graham Gouldman from 10cc is also 72. He wrote some of the biggest hits of the 60s, like No Milk Today for Herman's Hermits, Bus Stop for the Hollies, and the Yardbirds hit For Your Love. Then there were singles like this for 10cc.
When it's turned on, all the lines are down, the things we do for love,
the things we do for love.
U2 lead singer Paul Hewson, better known as Bono, turns 58 today. And supermodel Linda Evangelista is 53. Remember, she once said, I don't get out of bed for less than $10,000 a day.
Everything I've said in the past is now obsolete. Maybe I had to go through all that hysteria to get to where I am today.
Finally, it was in 1899 that Fred Astaire was born. He died aged 88 in 1987.
See, I started at the age of 4 and a half. And if you add that up to now, I have been performing professionally for 71 years.
There you go. Some of the things we're remembering from May 10.